This is Decoded 8 Book for January 30th. According to the 2020 census, Fingal, North Dakota has a population of just 92 people. Alma Hollinich, however, remembered a time when Fingal was a thriving community of more than 300 residents. On this date in 1996, 1 month after celebrating her 100th birthday, Alma was interviewed. Her memory was still sharp as she reflected on a long life closely connected to Fingal. Alma was born in Fingal on December 30th, 1895, to Martin and Ada Olson. Martin, originally from Wisconsin, and Ada from Canada, married in Buffalo, North Dakota in 1893, and soon moved to the newly established Fingal. The Sioux Railroad founded Fingal in 1891, the same year the town's first post office opened. Martin opened a drugstore in Fingal and operated it for 60 years. Ada served as Fingal's postmaster for 20 years and later ran the drugstore for several years after Martin's death. Alma fondly recalled early life in Fingal. Her family's first car was a Ford with no windshield, making for dusty rides. Each 4th of July, farmers paraded their finest farm equipment through town. She also remembered milestones like the arrival of electricity and the town's first telephone line. Alma completed 3 years of high school in Fingal and spent her final year in Valley City, commuting home by train on weekends. Encouraged by her mother to continue her education, she graduated from the University of North Dakota in 1917. She taught high school English in Devil's Lake, Valley City, Duluth, Minnesota, and Rock Springs, Wyoming. In 1926, Alma married George Hollinich. Early in their marriage, the couple purchased the former Congregational Church in Fingal and converted it into a home where Alma lived for the next 67 years. George worked at the Fingal State Bank throughout his career. After his death in 1955, Alma served on the bank's board of directors until the age of 95. Alma moved to Fargo in 1994 and passed away in 97 at 101 years old. Fingal has grown quieter over time. The high school closed in 1979. The elementary school followed in 2000. As of 2026, the town still supports a post office and a few churches. The bank where George Hollinich worked continues to operate today under the ownership of Hometown Community Bank. Today's Decoded 8 Book was written by Trista Razor Sturza. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Decoded Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.